Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Rickies. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It is the fourth annual Junkies Crab Kickoff. We have made it back to the start of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. It's a glorious day. We're going to have Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company delivering us delicious crab cakes and other assorted fare.
Nice.
To enjoy on the air as we get ready for Ravens, Chiefs.
Hope you're hungry.
Is tonight. Everybody listen to the directive. Everybody is clad in jerseys today on a Jersey. Jason is Vernon Davis.
Yep. VD. JP, Dunbar High School.
JP is Terry McLaurin. I'm shocked JP actually had a jersey in his closet. This is too stunning news. EB is wearing an old school Redskins jersey in honor of our friend Crick, who passed away. Now it's, what, 20 plus years in the rear view?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Crazy.
And I am wearing my Junkies Turkey Bowl. I'm doing the hack bit of wearing my own jersey.
That jersey is like 22 years old.
This jersey is pretty old. Yes.
I thought you might forget your jersey actually today, because you were heading to MGM National Harbor early for the Case Classic. And I thought there was a chance that you were going to scramble and bring in Rom's jersey.
No, it didn't. That did not have to happen. I stuffed this into my bag last night as I was preparing for the overnight stay. So I was good. I was prepared.
And did you stay in the same room with Rom?
He was supposed to stay in the room, but he left early.
Oh, he did?
Which is kind of shocking.
Did he get bounced out early?
He got bounced out of the tournament very early, yes, which he is wont to do. Valdez, it's a Purple Thursday. Good morning to you. He's rocking his Lamar Jackson jersey.
Signed Lamar Jackson jersey.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good flex. I had forgotten that it was signed.
I feel like this shows the epitome of Valdez's influence on the show. Jumbo Lump Crab Meat. He somehow shoehorned that.
Hold on, whoa. Stop the clock.
Yeah.
The whole crab thing is because of you.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
You said on the show, you said, I would just love to pick crabs and watch football on Sunday. Okay. Week one football.
Yeah.
And that was...
If I get credit for it, I'll take
it. That was the genesis of the crab kickoff.
That's when the light bulb went off?
Yes. This isn't me shoehorning my...
crabs into...
Yes. Okay. My Maryland into the show. This all stemmed from a comment you made that you wanted.
Interesting.
All right, I'll take credit for it then.
As you should.
I'll take credit. Pat that back pat.
Take,
your sheet.
Take already, credit.
It's already over.
You were
there.
Looking forward to the show, right?
No, I love it.
Should have heard what he said at 5:59.
Now I'm taking credit for it.
No, I'll take credit.
Did you hear what he said right before the show?
Of course.
I said the show's going to be a pain in the ass because we have all these things that we have to do. I don't like to have things that we have to do.
Well, it makes the show go by quick.
For you, it does. For me, it's.
Well, all I know is.
But anyway, I like crabs.
All I know is I brought in some money IPAs.
Ooh,
for
look at
whenever,
that. Very good.
Whenever we want to open them.
Mm, that's a big boy, too.
This is the Voodoo Ranger Juice Force. This is legit.
Juice. By the way, what?
9.5%.
Oh, it's just right, super strong. Okay, I mean, you're just good. Going it's for good, the hammer. Though. I mean, that's.
Well, I'm not
going
to drink a whole one.
I know. I just mean, like, that. If
we
if
can
you,
split it.
If you finish that beer, that. That one can of beer is probably good enough to at least give you a slight buzz.
Correct.
Whereas,
and two, you're pretty much cooked.
Two, you're pwned.
I mean, John Paul Flame, you're going to have a little bit.
What is that, later. A 16 or 18 ouncer? What are we looking at there?
I think it's a 16, yeah.
Is it? Okay, you got a tall boy.
But did the kids at Virginia Tech drink that or something? Or
no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I
think I those are popular this. Now.
Can Voodoo Rangers
Voodoo
are popular,
Ranger.
Yeah.
That's why I said. That's why I said did the Virginia Tech.
To me, that's too foofy for college kids to be pounding those.
Voodoo Ranger.
Does Voodoo Ranger, I mean, maybe it's popular, make the hazies?
I'm sure
they make, yeah, they make
I'm sure they do. But a college kid can't afford that beer. That beer is expensive. College kids are into just give me as much as you can give me.
I think it's different. They college kids are drinking Surfsides.
Okay, and those,
They drink all
maybe
those.
Maybe times are different.
So college kids, than we were drinking Milwaukee's Best.
College kids, they don't care about the money. They just put it on their
family. It's a
families.
Different era. The parents pay for it anyway.
That's a good point. Didn't really think about that.
Right. What is Drabby wearing? Drabby's wearing.
He's got a Ducks jersey.
Oh, Oregon.
I did not have an NFL jersey, at least not one that I think somebody gave me one a year ago, a throwback Seahawks jersey, I think from 1976.
Oh, that'd been awesome.
Yeah, just too itchy.
Yeah.
So, itchy. I thought this was Marcus Mariota, but it is not. It is DeAnthony Thomas.
Oh, very good. Kick returner. Wow. Kind of short. Lightning fast.
Yeah. The Black Mamba.
I do like, I mean, that's one of 100 different Oregon designs. I kind of like it. With the
wings on the shoulders?
Yeah, I like that. It's a good look. And Mike Maher is doubling down on the Terry McLaurin. He's got the Terry McLaurin alternate.
Well, that's the go-to. If you're in town, you're going to have one jersey at this point. Well, I guess Jaden now has.
Yeah, it's got to be Jaden.
I'm guessing his jersey's
but
doing
if it's not Jaden, it's McLaurin.
If it's not Jaden, it's McLaurin, right?
Yeah, it's the only NFL jersey I have, and it's a no-brainer that's got to be Scary Terry.
I mean,
there's a chance that I'm wearing like the jersey that my wife had.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a small,
are
and I didn't know if I was going to get
your
it
wife?
In.
Are you as dainty?
Well, no, of course not. But, you
hold
know,
on.
Jerseys are generally big.
What is the size on that jersey?
It's a small.
You're wearing a small jersey in here. That's butt funny. That's the funniest thing.
But I actually think it fits.
You are kind of dainty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it looks like he's wearing a kid jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Room for shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't worry. Haven't had shoulder pads on since we played in our Turkey Bowl.
This is only the second wearing ever of this vintage jersey.
Right.
This is it.
I gave my Turkey Bowl jerseys away when we did a book signing party for my first book.
I think I parted. Did we have a white one as well?
Yeah.
We were given a white and a black.
Right.
And I gave away the white. I don't know who would have wanted it. But I kept the
black.
Which
one is the game worn one? The black
this
one?
This is game worn.
That's game worn.
So stinky.
Yeah.
Well, how many tackles, Cakes?
I wore it 22 years ago.
At middle linebacker, how many tackles did you accumulate?
I might have had a half a tackle.
Did you jump
I'll tell
on
you
one
exactly
pile?
Why. Here's why. Well,
I think you got a penalty though.
I did get a penalty. I think hands to the face.
Yes.
I think I did commit a penalty. I couldn't get a tackle. One, because not good enough to make a tackle. Two, Tommy Horsecamp and Gee, the former drunkard, were making all the tackles.
Right.
And I was there like two or three steps too late.
Right.
I mean, Tommy Horsecamp was playing that game like he was Mike Singletary right back for the 85 Bears.
He was a missile coming out of there.
Oh, he was just a man on a mission.
He was so bitter that I got the MVP.
I can tackle girls. Sign me up. Get me in. So, yes, this jersey doesn't have a lot of stains on it.
Right.
So remind me what we got to do. Obviously, we got the crab kickoff, so we're going to be eating soon.
Yes,
I like
correct.
That part. That's my favorite part of the show.
We've got couple guests. We got Baldy. We're going to talk fantasy with Dave Richard.
Yeah. Brian Baldinger, by the way, will be a regular guest on the show, so that's good.
Awesome.
Throughout the NFL season.
We got to give our survivor pick because we're in the Circa Survivor pool, which is a $1,000 buy-in from out in Vegas.
I like to really work that segment. So I think, Dravy, we got to at least give ourselves two segments for that because we got to debate. We got to take calls.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that. But we have something else. We got to do our picks, our season long picks.
We got our predictions.
Our predictions, $10.
I've got all my predictions. I have three bold predictions. I'm locked and loaded.
I hate all that.
I'm good to go.
I just have two bold predictions. Should I add a third?
You can do as many or as little as you want.
I thought we always did two. But people are adding three. People love it so much.
I do as many bold predictions as you want.
I like throwing darts and hoping one hits.
All right.
And I'd like to throw multiple darts.
I've already handed mine in to our teacher, Jason Bishop. He'll put it down in his notebook.
I got so many notebooks. I got so much I got to write down. I mean, I got survivor picks.
I was actually shocked yesterday to see that Jason turned down. JP Finley texted Jason and I yesterday afternoon about getting into Mitch Tischler's some sort of survivor pool.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason actually turned it down. Now, I've yet to respond because I'm teetering.
Yeah,
I'm teetering towards doing it, even though I probably shouldn't. I've got
enough.
I just got
plate.
So much going on, but I was like, it's $90. Am I really gonna at the end of the day? Am I really gonna miss $90?
It's not gonna change your life one iota.
Yeah, so I'm leaning towards doing it.
Wow,
getting in, and I don't know anything about it. I just know it's another pool.
Well, the reason I'm just inundated with fantasy and survivor picks. I got too much.
So you finally you've drawn the line.
I'm in 11 total. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
You're in 11?
I'm in 11 total Survivor / Fantasy leagues, yes.
Right. I struggle just to remember to give him my college football plays every week, and my son does it. Okay? He's got to enter in 52 of them.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, good response by Jason. I'm overloaded in fantasy and pools, so I'm going to pass, but thanks.
Hey, at least he responded.
Yeah, I asked
our boss yesterday about, remember we had that meeting last week about doing some stuff with Monumental Sportsnet?
Sure.
And I responded to him that I was okay with all the dates.
Yeah,
and he goes, well, at least you responded. Nobody else has responded.
Okay, now it's in my brain.
Right.
So as I walk out today, I'll pop into CK's office, and I'll just probably concur with you. Most of the dates are fine, whatever. And my response.
I had actually already talked to CK and said, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But it's impossible for me to know my availability 7 months from now.
Mm.
Well, there's certain things
I'm not going to be available for.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
Doing the monumental hits and,
You mean the all casts?
Yeah.
Well, you're not? You want to do it for free? Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it for free, but...
Yeah, I am worried about that.
I'm not too worried.
Because I'm not agreeing to something, and if I'm not getting paid for it.
You are getting paid, you just don't know how much.
Well, we have control of that.
It's your money! You paid for it!
I think we have some control, but we just don't know what.
We're a team here.
Right.
Are you working for monumental?
Hold on.
Come on now, we're a team.
Jason, I didn't say that we weren't getting paid.
It sounded like it.
No, it didn't. You interpreted that. I just said I'm not worried about it one way or the other. It'll be fine for me personally.
Right. I know.
It'll get settled. Yeah. I just look at it that way.
He'd do it for $100.
That's not true.
Anyway,
I turned down lots of stuff.
So we got a lot going on here.
You're so agitated.
Well, you are. You're agitating me.
Honestly,
I didn't agitate you.
He says every day, I got so many things to do. And it's his stupid notebooks. Honestly.
That's filling up his
time. What else has he got going on? It's his notebooks.
Well, no. He's got kids.
I got other stuff going on. I got stuff.
I understand that. But that occupies a lot of his time and stress.
No, there's just stuff going on today. Lots.
I got you my college picks in early. We're good there. We're straight.
All right. I'll tell you who's not worrying about anything financially, Sam Cosmi.
He's getting paid.
Hey, a good move by the Commanders.
It's a big deal.
He's a guard.
Last several years, I know, but the last several years, whenever they have a
they
key
obviously
player,
like him.
They let him go to franchise and then he leaves. They could have done this with the previous guard, Brandon Scherff, who was pretty good.
Correct. It's one of the few.
But that's when they had, I think, Trent at the same time, right? Did they have Trent at that time when Scherff was here?
I don't think so.
Trent was already gone?
I mean, point is, they lost key members of that offensive line.
I think Sheriff wanted top dollar for a guard.
And he got it. He got it from Jacksonville. They paid him.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. I'm not getting too crazy about it.
No, but it's a good move by the organization.
Yeah. 4-year deal, right?
Yep.
I think he
$74 million, $45 million guaranteed.
45.
I will say this for Cosby. And I'm glad, I'm happy for him and his family. I guess he's just gone the offensive lineman route of just going with the big ugly. Like, did you see him at the table?
I mean, he's got a big, gnarly beard.
Yeah, he's kind of an ugly dude.
I bet you wouldn't tell him that to his face.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not.
I don't think he's ugly.
No?
I mean, he's just a big dude.
I thought he was a good-looking guy before, and then I guess he's just going with the big, ugly look. Yeah. Big, sloppy look.
Well, I mean, he's growing his hair out. Because of the beard?
It's not
the beard. He'd be puffing his chest because he actually shaved today.
Yeah, I mean,
shaved yesterday.
Guy stumbles across a Bic razor, and now Sam Cosby's ugly because he's like his beard and his hair grow.
And maybe it's just because he looks sweaty and gross. You think, yeah, he looks like a wrestler.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's probably a good comp.
I don't know.
I think that's kind of a standard look for a lot of the offensive linemen.
That's what I said. He's going for the big offensive lineman look.
That's just the way they look.
All right. God bless
him. They're big, like, country, strong, corn-fed, burly dudes.
I wish I had $45 million guaranteed. Well, that'd be pretty nice.
But once he, would be nice. Once he retires, he'll probably lose 150 pounds. And,
yeah,
and
he'll slim down.
It'd be silly.
Probably like a 32-inch waist.
Yeah, I mean, he'll look great.
Super jealous.
Yeah.
No. All right, coming up on the show today, we touched on it earlier, Brian Baldinger. We'll talk NFL with him. He's Odyssey's NFL insider. He will join the show at 7:20. Dave Richard will be on. He's going to give you actual lineup advice because, hello, there's an NFL game tonight. There's an NFL game tomorrow night from Brazil. And then over the weekend, it's a full NFL slate as week one kicks off. And, of course, the Commanders play Sunday at 4:25 as they take on Tampa. So don't go anywhere on a Crab Kickoff Thursday here on the Junks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Before we get into the sports page on the fourth annual Crab Kickoff show here on the Junk, so I'm going to pass the mug to each of you. You're going to take out one piece of paper. Mm-hmm. It has a category on it, which we'll make picks on at 6:45 for various NFL awards this season. So, Jason, you get the mug first. You tell us what you pick,
and then
and you just pass it around. Just pass it to JP.
I picked Offensive Player of the Year.
All right, so you're going to do OPOY.
I guess we're announcing what we're doing. All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Are we? Yeah, that's fine. Just don't announce.
So, is this a pick for the show?
So we're all rooting for it. Just a quick season long sweat for us.
But if we all pick a favorite. It's not easy. I know how you guys are. You can want us to pick long shots.
Well, even the favorites are like a lot of plus 450 or something.
Who'd you pull, JP?
I got the O'Roy, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay, very good.
Defensive Player of the Year. All right.
The DPOY. And I've got, let's see, MVP.
MVP.
I've got the NFL MVP. So we'll do those.
That's hard.
We'll do those coming up at 6:45. Time now for the Junk Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Isn't it crazy how just a few weeks ago, JP was throwing out how many days we had until the start of the NFL season? Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, we got a month, and we got 14 days. We got seven. It's unbelievable. It's here already.
We made it.
Chiefs-Ravens tonight. Starting off with a good one.
Yeah, we got Chiefs laying three, minus 150 on the money line. Ravens coming back about plus 130. Totals 46 and a hook. Team totals, Baltimore's at 21.5, and the Chiefs are at 24.5. And Valdez will be up late tonight.
Ooh, it's a late one.
It's an 8:20 kick, right? 8:25, something like that.
Yeah, 8:20.
Yeah, so you'll be up until, I mean, unless it's a blowout and you're just bitter, you'll be up until, I don't know, 10:45, 11?
Oh, minimum, at least.
Mahomes and the Chiefs have had the Ravens number in five matchups. They're 4-1. Mahomes, in his career against the Ravens, 13 touchdowns, just two interceptions. Has a quarterback rating at 115. That's pretty good against the Ravens.
It's pretty solid.
Meanwhile, Lamar, 1-4, five touchdowns, three interceptions, quarterback rating at just 78 against the Chiefs. So we'll see if he can change the narrative. But right now, Mahomes has owned Lamar like he owns most quarterbacks in the NFL.
Is the total here like 46?
46 and a half, yeah. Mm. Anytime touchdown score, Derrick Henry's at minus 125. Kind of like that.
I think
he's going to be a monster for the Ravens, actually. If nothing else, he'll be a touchdown monster near the goal, I would think.
See, I just think if they're going to get inside the five, three, they're going to give it to Henry.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Give it to him three straight times.
But
Matt Myers loves the Chiefs.
I think he's going to be good.
He loves the Chiefs' money line.
Oh, he does?
Actually, he'd probably lay three. Would you lay an alt spread, too? Would you lay a 6.5?
My biggest issue is, I mean, Andy Reid and the Chiefs played their starters almost for two preseason games, I feel like. And the Ravens didn't play Linderbaum, didn't play Stanley, didn't play Lamar, didn't play Henry, didn't play Justice Hill. Didn't play Rashad Bateman. Didn't play Zay Flowers. Didn't play Mark Andrews. Didn't play Isaiah Likely. Didn't play Kyle Hamilton. Didn't play Marcus Williams.
So this is like the first preseason game, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Are you worried about rust?
Didn't play Stevens.
You're worried about rustiness.
I'm just. It's in the MO that the Ravens treat like Week One almost like their first preseason game, and they've been able to get away with it playing the Texans in Week One at home last season. They were at the Jets. The year before that, so they've been kind of lucky with the draw of the schedule, but it's John's MO to not play the players. So,
all right, well, here's some player passing props. If you like Mahomes to go over 1.5 touchdown passes, you got to lay almost 2-1. Under is plus 142. Lamar over a touchdown is plus 128. Under is minus 170. Player rushing yards currently, Mahomes is at 20.5. Lamar is at 48.5. Pacheco is at 61.5. Henry's at 65.5. So got to look at some props. Player receiving yards, if you're looking at someone like Kelsey, he's at 58.5. Pacheco's at 14.5. Kind of like that.
You have a prop on a Xavier Worthy longest catch in the game?
No, but his I'm sure it's here. But
is that the kid that ran the 4.2 or
4.21, I think, fastest 40 ever at the combine.
His total passing yard or receiving yard props is 44.5.
And Rashee Rice eligible, playing, right?
Oh, yeah. He's not getting suspended.
Yep. Everybody's assumed he was going to be suspended.
It may happen down the road, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen for the 2024 season.
Wow.
Crazy.
He slid in our fantasy draft, and I told my partner, I think he might slide. So we had back-to-back picks, fifth and sixth round, and he kind of wanted to pick him there. I was like, I think he might slide all the way till we get back in the seventh round. And he went one pick before.
That's brutal. You got sniped.
I had to apologize. I was like, I'm sorry. Because he was desperate for Rashee Rice. Yeah. And I was like, I think we can get him. And 18 picks went by. And I was like, he's still there. He just had to get one more.
You were about to look like a genius, JP.
I was.
But then you got foiled right there at the end. Yep. It happens.
Like we mentioned, Sam Cosmi signed an extension with the Manders, $74 million, $45 million is guaranteed. It's a four-year deal, so they locked him up.
I saw one of his quotes. He's hopefully here 5 years. Maybe there's a fifth-year option at the end of it. I don't know if it's framed four or a five-year deal.
Well, he has this year left on his contract, and it probably goes into effect next year.
Okay, that could be it. That could be
probably what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He rich.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely rich. He's paying. If you guys are buddies with Cosmi, he's buying the beers.
He should be.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase practiced with the Bengals yesterday.
That tells you they're going to resolve it.
He was, he was kind of, he wasn't holding out. He was there, but
he was the hold-in.
He was the hold-in, I guess, yeah.
But I don't know how much he did yesterday, though.
He was a limited participant.
Yeah, I saw that they said he was working with the bands and may have caught a couple of balls, but
sorry, he's still there. They're working on it. They're going to get that done.
I just don't understand.
No, because look, he's running routes here and catching balls.
Yeah.
So
he was doing more. I mean, Burrow's throwing to him.
That's a pretty good faith thing on his part, I think.
Don't they just give him Justin Jefferson contract plus a penny? Isn't that what he wants?
That's what he wants.
Yeah. Just give him the penny.
Just look at the blueprint of that deal. You know you're going to sign him at some point. Now you're risking missing him for week one.
I mean, I don't think he's as good as Justin Jefferson, but just give him the deal.
He's pretty damn good.
He's close.
Don't they play the Chiefs in week two? I think they play the Chiefs week two.
Okay.
Like, I think you'd want him there for that game. You should want him. You can get away with beating the Patriots, I would think, without Ja'Marr Chase. You need Ja'Marr Chase for week two.
Do you think that's part of the calculation? Like, they think, yeah, we can actually save a little dough if we play 1 week without them.
They can't be that. I mean, they are notorious penny pinchers. So,
actually, it's for next year, right?
Yeah, they're going to pay him the money anyway.
Yeah,
like, I just don't understand like having it drawn out and so protracted. Like, just get in a room and get the deal done. It's not that hard.
Some organizations don't like to spend that kind of money, Cakes.
I know they got a bunch of skin.
I mean, they gave a lot of money to Burrow, right?
They got a huge deal.
So
I mean, they franchised T. Higgins. That's
what you got to do if you want to win a Super Bowl. You got to pay your superstars.
Right.
Especially your quarterback.
Absolutely.
And your top receiver.
Yep.
All right. So the 17-year-old high school senior. It's kind of crazy that a kid is going to school on the reg, but on the weekends, he's trying to shoot people and rob them. I'm talking about the kid who almost murdered Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
He was in the courtroom yesterday.
Was he released or something?
No, I don't think he was released, but he was in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Facing the judge and getting his official charges. I think he was in juvenile court. Mm-hmm. You have to charge him as an adult. You just have to.
Didn't he have like an incident like the day before? Like 2 days before something. I think there was some sort of gun incident or something.
His parents were in the room.
Yeah.
And all he said was, I'm sorry. Told the judge, I'm sorry. I mean, you're just a little
punk.
What do you
mean you're sorry?
Yeah, I mean, because you're caught. That's why. But anyway, so he was in court yesterday. And his parents were in court. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins charged the teen with attempted murder, assault with a semi-automatic weapon, and attempted second-degree robbery. Her office added several gun-related charges. Like, he's in juvenile court, but they said they could up it to being charged as an adult.
Meanwhile, Pearsall's already been back in the weight room.
Yeah. Well, he got
very lucky. I mean, you get shot through the chest a lot of times, that's going to hit one of your vital organs.
Yeah.
So like it looks like he got hit on the, did he get hit on the correct side, like where his heart is, like the opposite side of your heart? Where's your heart? In the left side? Where the hell's your heart?
Leftish middle.
And where did he get hit? I feel like he got hit.
I think
hit
it was
on
like shoulder, like up,
I think
upper
he got
chest.
Hit on his right side.
I think it was the right side, right?
I mean, it just went hooked. Right through him.
What other vital organs? Believe me, I know nothing. I mean, your lungs are pretty vital, but you
let's
could
say your right side.
Just be, I mean, bleeding would be the issue, I would think. I guess, right?
Your lung doesn't come up this high, does it? I have no idea where
you go. Well, I mean, we didn't go to med school.
Yeah, how would I know that?
Look, he got lucky.
Down here? I don't know.
The bullet went through him.
But I'm just saying,
lucky.
What are considered a vital organ, like
your
other than
brain,
your heart?
Kidneys.
Obviously your brain,
liver,
your heart.
Liver, kidneys.
You can live with one kidney. Liver, bad news.
Yeah. Pancreas.
Pancreas, I think is bad news.
Gallbladder.
Gallbladder spleen. You don't need. Spleen extra.
Am I missing any?
All right, so
small and large intestine.
Brain, heart, lungs, kidneys, liver are the considered
those
five
the
vital organs.
Right, right. You missed all that.
All right, baseball last night. All right, let's go through some of these scores.
Everything I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
Man, I can't talk about liver and kidneys and not play that clip.
Right.
I'm doing the audience a disservice.
All right.
Cakes and the Nats lose 4-3 in 10. Matt Gore actually pitched really well.
What did he give up? Just one hit?
One hit, struck out nine.
Really like
him. You can't ask for more than that.
He pitched great, but they lost in extras 4-3. It was the first time this year they've lost to the Marlins. They're 8-1 against the Marlins. So that's 62 wins for the Nats. So we need five more. All right. I'm not sweating it too much
right
now.
Not worried about it. That's money in the bank.
Phillies beat the Blue Jays. Kyle Schwarber hit another bomb. That's number 32.
13th leadoff of the season, which I think
ties the record. That's crazy, isn't it?
Alfonso Soriano has the record now with
Bryce
Schwarber.
Bryce Harper got hit in the elbow, his left elbow. Earlier in the year, he got a right elbow injury. He was out for a while. Now he gets hit in the left elbow. Didn't look good. So we'll see how long he's out. White Sox beat the Orioles 8-1. White Sox pounded out 15 hits.
That's an embarrassing loss, Valdez.
That is.
Can't lose the White Sox.
Suarez gave up six
they
runs in four and a
took
third.
Took two out of three.
Yeah.
I'll take two out of three every right. single series.
That is true.
And you'll take the Yankees losing to Texas again, so you still have a half game lead.
Both of the teams are limping in the American League East. If you look at the last 10 games for the Orioles, 5-5, Yankees, 4-6.
Okay.
Well, enjoy the last 12 or 13 hours of baseball relevance, everybody.
Well, look, that's the only divisional race that's you know, hot right now. It's the Orioles and Yankees, Orioles with the half game lead. Every other race is pretty much over.
I was reading, is there not going to be a 100-win team this year, probably?
Well,
doesn't look like
if you look at the best record, it's the Dodgers. They got 84, so they would need 16, and they've played 140, so they'd have to go 16-6.
Do you have a Dodgers over?
No, I got a Dodgers under.
Oh, you got the unders, sweating the
my
under.
My season-long total, win totals are pretty good. I think I put in 10. I think I'm going to go 7-3.
That's really good.
I'm counting impressive. The Nats as a win.
Oh, yeah. That's a you've already got the curly W, Jason.
But I was also counting the Orioles at over 90.5, I think.
Okay.
All right, so I need 10 more. Should get it.
Saw the Cubs had a no-hitter. I hate when they pull a guy after seven innings with a no-hitter.
Yeah, it was combined no-no.
The combined no-no.
Does that really bother you?
A little bit.
It rankles you.
Right. Is that an asterisk no-hitter?
I just think Oh, you the sport's been wussified.
You can't count combo no-hitters. That's a joke.
Well, it is counted.
They count them, but they're, let's be honest, they're lower down on the list.
And speaking of statistics, because I mentioned this yesterday, I said Caitlin Clark was starting to dominate the WNBA. I didn't even know she was playing last night. She had tripped up.
Yep.
Second trip dub.
I think she hit her 100th three-pointer.
And they won. Again, so they've won 15 out of 21 games. I saw somebody
who follows
the WNBA closer said that she's already up to number two in the MVP race.
She should probably be number one.
Well, somebody said she's closing in on a – I didn't, you know, because I had mild interest, but she's closing in on an all-time record as a rookie. What is the all-time
record? Well, she has the record for most triple-doubles as a rookie.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
she's two. No. But I thought it was
– Is it scoring?
Like a career – Is it like – The way I interpreted the headline is, even though she's only played basically one season, she's approaching an all-time record that, like, career type. You know what I mean? Like, she could do it all in one season, what people have taken a career to do. I don't know. Is it
she's
attempted threes or something? I have no idea.
She reached 102 threes for the year. It's the quickest to reach 100 in WNBA history.
All right.
That's probably it.
In her 34th game. I think there's only about five or six regular season games left.
Okay.
And she did it in her 34th game. So there were 17,000 people at the game. Mm. So even though no one's really paying attention to the WNBA right now because of football, people are still going to the games anyway when she's playing. Real quick, U.S. Open.
I watched Pegula.
Pegula upset Swiatek, who was the one seed. So Pegula reaches the semis. She'll play Muchova. In the other semis, it's going to be Emma Navarro against my girl Sabalenka. Both those matches are today. And on the men's side, we got obviously a huge match, an American match with Taylor Fritz and
what time
Tiafoe.
Is that one? Is that tonight? Is that like a prime
it's probably,
time?
It's got to be tonight.
All right.
And then Sinner and Draper, the other semi. So you got some Americans to watch in the semis of the Open.
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco when he comes to Capital One Arena. And we will give out our NFL season-long award picks. We'll do that next right here on The Fan. Before we give our season-long picks for some major NFL awards, we're going to give the listeners a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. 10th caller right now at on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. You'll score those tickets for the It Ain't Right Tour Saturday, September 28th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So 10th caller right now, you will win. And you get tickets for free instead of paying for them.
Hmm.
It's a nice perk. It's a good
thing. I'll be at that show.
Very good.
That'll be an awesome show.
Excellent. All right, we drew from the Odyssey mug about 20 minutes ago for major NFL season-long awards. Got NFL MVP, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. Let's lead off with Jason. Give your category and give your rationale for who your pick is. We'll end with me because I have the NFL MVP pick, which, of course, is the most important award.
All right, I got Offensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was McCaffrey, bomb year.
Yep.
Do you guys want to pitch people to each other, too? Like, you know what I mean?
Like we do, like in our...
Yeah.
Well, you can tell me who you really like, and I'll tell you who I like. I don't know who the final vote is going to be.
Float some different guys.
Sure, we can do that. We can debate it.
So last year was McCaffrey, bomb year. The year before that was Justin Jefferson, bomb year. Cooper Kupp won it the year before. So it's usually... A receiver or a running back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has been a quarterback every now and then. The last quarterback to win it was Mahomes. And that was 6 years ago. So I'm not going to go quarterback just because, I mean, unless someone just has a bomb here and throws 50 touchdowns or 45 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill's never won it.
Didn't he have 1,799 yards receiving last year?
I mean,
he was
approaching 2,000 receiving yards last year.
Yeah.
I think he missed one game. Year before that, he did play a full season, but he had a better year last year in terms of yardage. He also had 13 touchdowns. Now, his total career total or career high for receiving touchdowns is 15 in 2020. But, man, he had – and, of course, he had Mahomes thrown to him.
Mm-hmm.
If Tua stays healthy, and obviously if Tyreek stays healthy, I just think he comes close to that 2,000-yard mark again. He'll be in that 1,700 to 1,900 yards. And I think he'll be in that 13 to 15 touchdown range. I mean, unless McCaffrey backs up what he did last year, which I don't think he will, because I think they're going to scale him back a little bit. Tyreek Hill, I think, is plus 700 for Offensive Player of the Year.
Can I pitch a guy
yes,
who I think is a little bit of a dark horse?
Yes, you
but
can.
I think if he plays up to his abilities and his quarterback can last more than a quarter, I think Garrett Wilson is primed for a monster year.
It's a good one.
Go look at his numbers from last year with actual skeletons throwing him the ball. Like, some of the worst quarterback play you've ever seen, and he put up pretty good numbers. If Aaron Rodgers is throwing him the ball for 15, 16 games, I don't know if he'll get into Tyreek Hill territory, but he's going to have a huge year.
This is why I wouldn't go with him, because you've got Breece Hall.
That's true. They
Breece Hall's going to
cannibalize each other.
Yeah, Breece Hall's going to take some of his numbers.
You know who doesn't have a running back who's going to cannibalize him, at least of significance?
Mm-hmm.
He finished third last year with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
So CeeDee Lamb had just 50 yards less than Tyreek Hill.
Stud.
Had 12 touchdowns receiving and caught 135 balls last season.
He would be good.
And he doesn't really have a stud number two. It's CeeDee Lamb and a drop-off in Dallas.
I'd agree.
Dak contract year, by the way. They're probably going to throw the football a lot. Had a great offense, so I would throw him in. But
CD is a plus 1,100, so those odds are a little steeper. So he would be a good pick.
I mean, if he stays healthy and that offense does what it's designed to do by Mike McDaniel, he's going to have a gigantic year.
Well, can I throw out an obvious?
Sure.
This is for Offensive Player of the Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why everyone always talks about Mahomes and Lamar. What about Josh Allen? I mean, he had 15 rushing touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
Right? He's kind of unlocked that key. He's durable, which is what I really like. In the last, pretty much since his rookie year, he's played 16, 17 games.
Man, I think he'll be up there.
Right up there. He's going to throw for 4,500 yards. He's going to throw for 30-plus touchdowns.
Yep.
And he's going to rush for 10 or more.
Problem is, what Jason said is for whatever reason, they've kind of separated now where the quarterbacks get the MVPs and the Offensive Player of the Year is to a non-quarterback. Generally, like if you look at the last year's voting, top three was McCaffrey, Hill, Lamb. Then it's all quarterbacks after Lamar, Dak, Josh Allen, Purdy.
All right. I defer to that.
But I think that's kind of the way it's gone.
The only thing I would say with Cakes, also with Garrett Wilson, besides the Breece Hall, is that I lost my train of thought. Who were you saying, Garrett Wilson? Oh, yeah. Is that the odds on that's got to be huge.
I would think.
Yeah.
So it would actually go in your favor.
Yeah. It's a drab like that. All right. So we got Tyreek, Offensive Player of the Year. JP, give your award next.
All right. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Obviously, you can consider Jaden Daniels. Some people are going Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of young quarterbacks like Bo Nix, who, if he plays well, could be in the mix. But I'm sorry, Caleb Williams is set up for the most success. Last year, this is what DJ Moore did with Justin Fields at quarterback. DJ Moore had 96 catches for 1,364 yards and 8 touchdowns. Cole Kmet, the tight end, 73 catches, 6 touchdowns, over 700 yards. They add Keenan Allen. I was thinking, oh, he must be washed. He's 32. You know what he did last year? He caught 108 balls.
Reports are he was fat during training camp. Got
108 balls in 13 games. Oh, and they drafted Odunze.
Yeah, he's a stud.
So I think Caleb Williams is just set up for success. We saw some flashes in the preseason of spectacular throws. His completion percentage wasn't great, but then I saw an analysis on that he had some drops in that preseason game.
It still shocks
me. It wasn't as bad as it looked.
Is it? I think it's correct that a Bears quarterback has never passed for 4,000 yards in a season. Never.
Well, they never really had a prolific quarterback,
in the history of the franchise.
McMahon wasn't a prolific quarterback.
And that franchise goes back a long way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a great pick, and I think he's primed, as long as he plays 60 or 17 games, to pass for 4,000-plus yards.
I would lobby for Jaden, but I understand Caleb.
If you're looking at the odds, Caleb is a minus odds pick.
Yeah.
So if we put up $10,
he's an overwhelming favorite. Daniels is plus 500. Can I throw out Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Oh, yeah.
Plus 650, maybe plus 700.
It's a good one.
I mean, what's the point of
Caleb is obviously
eight?
Just to win.
I know. I'm kind of.
You
want
to win a bet?
I generally lean your
Cakes
way.
Cakes does a 17-team favorite parlay every week.
I'm going to do it again. I'm a sucker. I'll just do it again. All right, so Caleb, the O'Roy. EB, you have the D-Poy, Defensive Player of the Year.
Probably one of the most boring ones here. But it's kind of interesting. I know who I'm going to pick. And you guys go with it or not. I don't. It's up to you. But it is interesting that in the last 4 years, like TJ Watt's been either the winner in the top four, like three of the last 4 years.
He had
like
19 sacks last year.
He's always in it. Miles Garrett won it last year. And I thought, well, did he have like 20 sacks or something? He actually only had 14, the same amount the guy that I'm going to pick. Because I actually think he's the best player defensively, and it's only because I'm exposed to him a lot, and that's Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I love Micah Parsons. I know he's a Cowboy. I'm not supposed to like him. That guy's a beast. As soon as the Cowboys announced they were drafting him, he walked towards Roger Goodell, and I went, that guy's different.
He had the swagger.
That guy's different than all the other guys. Mm-hmm. You could just tell, and he's a game changer. I just would never bet against him. Now, he's not going to put up probably like 20 sacks, like some of these other guys might, but he just does that. He's a game wrecker. So I don't know. I like Micah
good
Parsons.
Pick.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against Micah.
I mean, I would argue TJ Watt that he might get a bounce back because he's deserved a couple of these defensive players. He's won one.
Yeah.
And like you said, he's always there, and he just puts up the most spectacular numbers year after year.
It's usually a defensive lineman who wins it.
Yeah.
Unless you have some guy that's like eight interceptions.
Last secondary or defensive back was Stephon Gilmore in 19.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually a defensive end.
All right, so Defensive Player of the Year, Micah Parsons. We will round out the season-long awards with NFL MVP. I have that pick. I think this is an obvious no-brainer. It's got to be Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's set up for so much more success. He's already
receiving core is better.
He's won the NFL MVP twice. They add Hollywood Brown. He won't play tonight. He's banged up, but he'll probably be back in 2 or 3 weeks. Xavier Worthy gets drafted to add another deep threat. They bring in Samaje Perine to catch balls out of the backfield.
You can't be hyping him up. You're hyping up Perine?
He's going to have a big role in a high-powered offense. Wow. Travis Kelce, he's 35. I think he's going to start showing signs of slowing down. You saw it last year during the regular season. He ramped it up in the playoffs. Mahomes is a no-brainer pick. If you guys want
to hard to bet against him,
name out there, please do.
Plus, I almost think it's the psychological bounce back that they gave it to Lamar last year. He's got two.
Yeah.
Mahomes has two.
Right.
So now bounce back to Mahomes.
Yep.
It's fine. I like my Josh Allen pick, but I go with Mahomes.
I think he'll be in the mix, too.
Yeah.
All right, so MVP goes to Mahomes. Caleb Williams, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Tyreek, Offensive Player of the Year.
What about a long shot on MVP?
Who?
I don't know what the odds are. I got to look it up. Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be long odds, but you throw a few bucks on it.
It's going to be really long odds.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with your boy Purdy.
Nah, I don't think he'll put up MVP numbers.
Who decides MVP? The journalists? The writers?
I think it's AP, isn't it?
Because Aaron Rodgers is so hated now by a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you guys all pick the favorite in each category.
Chalk, baby.
We did?
Yes.
I never looked.
Well, Caleb, was Tyreek Hill the favorite?
Yep. $10 pays you guys $6,675.
Oh, that's how you're doing it. You're doing it like a parlay.
If you put it into parlay,
I mean, let's throw a few bucks on that.
Well, that's good then. That's good then that we pick favorites, actually.
All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders as they prep to take on the Tampa Bay Bucks this weekend. And don't forget, coming up at 7:20, we'll talk more NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. It's all coming up here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.